The possibility of reaching a comprehensive nuclear test ban treaty sometime this year is in jeopardy. India formally blocked the draft treaty yesterday at negotiations in Geneva. It had taken more than 2.5 years for the 5 nuclear powers, the U.S., Russia, China, Britain, and France, to agree on the terms of a test ban. Supporters are now searching for a way to keep the treaty alive. NPR's Mike Schuster reports from New York.
As it stands now, the nuclear test ban treaty would prohibit all nuclear weapons tests for all time and set up an international body to oversee compliance that would have the power to initiate on-site inspections in nations that are suspected of cheating. The problems with the test ban draft are not about the substance of the treaty, they are about procedure. The 5 nuclear powers want the treaty to be ratified as well by the handful of nuclear threshold states, which have developed nuclear options but not arsenals, and that includes India. The negotiating forum for the test ban has been the UN's Conference on Disarmament in Geneva, whose rules require consensus on any action, so that gives a veto to any one of its 61 members. And that was the veto India exercised yesterday. For its signature, India wants an explicit commitment from the nuclear powers to disarm. Now, supporters of the treaty are scrambling to see how they can circumvent the Conference on Disarmament and still bring the treaty up for a vote at the UN General Assembly next month. The U.S. wants to see that vote occur, and today State Department spokesman Glyn Davies said the U.S. is focusing all its efforts on moving the treaty forward.
We are consequently determined to open the Comprehensive Test Ban Treaty for signature in New York, and what we'll be doing in coming days and weeks is examining our options for doing so. But as for the process in Geneva, it appears to be all but over, unfortunately.
The administration is already at work helping to formulate an independent group of nations that might be called the Friends of the Test Ban Treaty, possibly spearheaded by Australia, which has taken a leading role in the Geneva negotiations. This approach would gather support outside the Conference on Disarmament for placing the test ban before the UN General Assembly. Should it be put to a vote in the General Assembly, it is almost certain to receive overwhelming support. In this way, the goal of ending nuclear tests, which has eluded the international community for decades, might still be achieved. But John Parachini of the Stimson Center in Washington argues the moment for a test ban treaty might be fleeting.
The Republican Party has said in its platform that it's opposed to a comprehensive test ban. Yeltsin, we're hearing reports that he's in very poor health. He could be leaving office. There could be instability in Russia for several months, if not years. The same is true in China. So the historic window of getting the 5 declared nuclear states to agree to stop detonating nuclear bombs under the ground might slip away if indeed we wait and it drags on.
Some nations might try to amend the treaty if it is brought in an ad hoc fashion to the General Assembly. The U.S. position is support for the current treaty text without change. India may try to block the treaty again if it gets to the UN, but probably without success. India supported a test ban since the 1950s, but reversed itself this summer in an apparent attempt to keep its nuclear option open. Some have begun to suspect India of hypocrisy, says George Perkovich, an arms expert with the W. Alton Jones Foundation in Virginia.
When this treaty that everybody has acknowledged is the most important step towards eventual nuclear disarmament, when that treaty is prepared to be signed and India blocks it, her credibility will plummet greatly, and people will now begin to think that India's arguments over the decades have basically been a facade.
Whatever mechanism is found to keep the test ban treaty alive, it will have to come quickly. The General Assembly opens its new session in less than a month. This is Mike Schuster in New York.